Like I said, I was about to expose.
Expose what?
You ready?
Yeah.
Because I think, did we talk about you, how you might become like a crazy person? Like, what was it called? Was it a serial killer or like a crazy person? No, remember?
Oh, like a psychopath? Yeah, sociopath?
Yeah, sociopath.
I'm not gonna, relax, first of all. That's
I gave you a foreshadow. Before we recorded, I said, I'm about to expose. Carl was like, what?
Okay, so listen. Let me hear it.
So, you're very impulsive, right?
Would you say
you're very impulsive?
I'm very spontaneous. That's what I am.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the same as impulsive.
Yeah, and you're very, what do you call this? You get bored really quick.
Oh, yeah, I get bored quick.
Yeah, and so, what's another thing? You listen to rock, right?
Yeah, I do. Why? Yeah. What does it have to do?
No. And you fuck with Wendy's, McDonald's, and KFC? You fuck with those?
I mean, not anymore. Yeah, because my New Year's resolution is not to eat.
Okay, like, but you would eat it though, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, so you have characteristics of a serial killer.
Shut up!
No, swear to you.
So it's like on a list of a study.
Yeah. So there's been studies, right? Mm-hmm. Where scientists have found that there are many things that all serial killers have in common.
Like what?
So like I said, so serial killers are very irresponsible. I wouldn't consider you
irresponsible.
Yeah, but you're very spontaneous. And what made me laugh is you get bored too quick, because you actually do.
Yeah.
Like you're going from hobby to hobby, right?
Yeah.
And why serial killers are so, like, they get bored really quick is because they need adrenaline to excite them all the time.
Oh, so it's like hacking the dopamine type of thing.
Exactly.
That makes sense, because I think those serial killers, mm-hmm. I'm not a serial killer. First of all, I don't have serial killer tendencies. This is just a theory.
Yeah.
But I could see where you get bored in something and then you take it to an extreme.
Right.
And I think that's why people fall into like really bad shit. Like, for example, gambling.
Oh, yeah. That,
right?
That's a, what do you call it? Rabbit hole?
Yeah. It's all a rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. It's literally all a rabbit hole. That's why they say weed is like a gateway drug.
Yeah.
Because it's all a rabbit hole. Like, once you get a taste for something... Mm-hmm. That little dopamine, you don't know how it's going to affect somebody, whether they're going to take it too extreme.
Yeah.
Depending on their personality, mm-hmm. they could be very very responsible with it.
Yeah.
Or they could be just like, all right, fuck it. I want to do something. And that's where it gets dangerous, bro.
I know. One of my friends told me, because he was really big on, he wanted to try weed.
Yeah.
And then he said, thank God I had a really bad like trip my first time I smoked it.
Mm.
So I wouldn't ever do it again. I didn't want to do it again.
Mm.
That's what he told me. And I was like, fuck, bro.
Who knows? Because maybe that's what's best for him, right?
Yeah.
Because I think, this is what I think. Mm-hmm. I think people that hop from hobby to hobby to hobby so quickly.
Yeah.
It's kind of a sense of like, I need to find something to fill.
The void?
Yeah, fill the void.
Yeah.
That you could take it as like a dark thing. You could take it as a happy thing. Because there's a good side to it, is like, you're taking part in so many different things.
Yeah.
You get to experience a lot of things. But then it's like, can one thing really ever hold it down?
Yeah. Well, there's a saying where it's like, would you rather be really good at a lot of, really mediocre at a lot of things, or really good at one thing?
Oh,
and that's
kind of
like,
shit.
That's kind of like the hobbies. Would you rather have a lot of hobbies or something you're really just passionate about that makes you happy?
So do you believe in the jack of all trades thing?
Because
people called me that before and I don't agree with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't fuck with it either.
Because I think you can be a pro in many things.
Yeah.
You can be a pro in many things, or at least very good at a lot of things.
Yeah.
Because jack of all trades, it's like, that, you have an arsenal.
Yeah, it's a good thing, but it can be a bad thing at the same time. It's like, you're just not good at that one thing. Because I remember there was an artist who was just really good at art and he flourished, right? But you can have a person that's really good at fucking drawing movies, but he doesn't make a career for himself just because he's focused on too many different things. You know, that's where it gets confusing.
Okay, but I think this is my argument to it, because I fucking hate when people say, oh, jack of all trades, oh, you're not a master of anything. Fam, I'm pretty sure the person that made that shit up was just jealous. They're just jealous. They're literally just jealous of like, oh, he can do all of these things, but you don't have a degree in this.
Mm.
You don't have a pro in this. You don't have a black belt in this.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, I think the people that came up with that theory, or at least that saying, were like, oh, I put all of my time into this, but he's still cooler because he can do so many other things. Because in my opinion, would you rather have a crayon case with like 64 colors or just three?
That's kind of different. That's
how's that different? Oh, so how's that different?
I thought you were going to say only one. I thought you were going to say one.
Yeah, like three.
Okay.
You want to have 64, right?
Yeah.
You want to have 64, fam. You want the whole big-ass Crayola, like, 64 pack. You don't want the tiny thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not a thing of, like, oh, you're a master, you're a master. Mm-hmm. Sure, you're a master, but who's to say, like, he can't be a master in a lot of other things, right? Yeah, yeah. If he puts his time into it, maybe next month he's a master now.
Yeah.
Next month he's a master in something else now.
That's true. Do you think a jack of all trades gets frustrated just because he has so many options of where to go? Because that could be a problem too. Maybe that's why.
Nah. Oh, yeah. At least for me.
Okay.
So let's say I'm a jack of all trades, right? Okay, I'm speaking for all the jack of all trades out there. For me, it's almost like there's too much. There's too much, but I'm excited to do a lot. You get me?
Okay.
So it's not like, it's never a, I don't know what's for me.
Yeah.
Because I love everything.
I don't know. That's true.
I don't know. But would you say that's a disadvantage where you don't fall in love with something?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was trying to get to. Because like I said, the artist, he fell in love with that one passion. Mm. His whole life is based on that. Like, you know, who's the boxer? The guy who took down Deontay Wilder?
Oh, Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury. His life, he said, was devoted just to boxing. And he's so happy right now. And he wouldn't change it for the world. Just because he trained all his life, didn't have fun. But that was his passion. One thing.
Yeah, okay. I agree. It's an amazing thing. And everybody's different. Who knows? What if one thing is set for you for life and you're happy with that? Good, right? But in my opinion, just from what I see, I'm not saying everybody's like this. Mm-hmm. Dog, a lot of people change their minds.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people change their minds. And it's fine. It's fine to change your mind. And I think what happens is when people have this preconception of themselves, or they come up with an idea of themselves that, okay, I'm a swimmer.
Yeah.
That's who I am. I'm a swimmer. And then you fall out of love of swimming.
Yeah.
Then you feel like you don't know who you are anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think a lot of people, they go through that like midlife crisis.
Yeah. That's why I kind of say it's like a blessing when you finally find your passion.
Mm.
It's like finding the right program in university.
Yeah.
You're like, yes, I like this one finally after four tries.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it's a
blessing
to finally find that, but it's really hard to get to know where your passions are. Like what your passions are, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think what it takes is just trying though. Cause look. Mm-hmm. If you were just a master of one and then from birth, let's say you were a soccer star.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then you never got to try any other sports. Mm-hmm. Then it's kind of unfair to say like, oh, I couldn't have been a basketball player.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't have been like a boxer, you know? Mm-hmm. It's only until you try things and you get to realize shit.
Yeah, I know. The jack of all trades kind of has the same characteristics as like a genius. Because geniuses, they have so many ideas running around their head at the same time. They're always switching.
Mm.
They're always switching.
Yeah, I know when I went to Jet's, shout out Jet one time. When I went to his art gallery, right? Mm-hmm. And he had like his presentation there. I was talking to a lot of the creatives,
okay.
And one question came up to my boy Remsen, shout out Remsen. Mm. Somebody asked him, was like, okay, you're rapping. How do you manage it with school? How do you manage it with school? And how does working or how does doing homework as an engineer student reflect on your rap career or reflect on your art? Yeah. Right? How does that translate? Because look, let's say I'm a boxer, but I love anime.
Okay.
So a lot of my moves, I might take inspiration from animes.
Yeah.
Right? Now, take it to a way crazier level. Two things that don't even intersect.
Yeah, like me and accounting and podcasting.
There you go.
Yeah.
So how does something like that, let's say working as an accountant or doing accounting homework, mm-hmm. translate to podcasting?
And I'll tell you.
Yeah.
So I think the reason why it mixes kind of perfectly, even though on paper it doesn't seem like that would never work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So accountants are usually at their desk by themselves all the time.
yeah.
Right? Just doing
that
work.
That just sounds boring, bro.
Doing work, right?
Yeah.
But this gives me the opportunity to finally get out that box and just talk to someone.
Oh.
You know, and express. Because we're not talking to people. We're talking to people on the phone, on email.
Yeah.
So I finally get a chance to talk. And you know me, I'm an extrovert.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'm not an extrovert. I'm an ambivert. So I can be introverted because I fuck with just being by myself in my room.
Mm-hmm.
But I can be extroverted. Like, I can just control the room whenever I want.
Mm.
So this just gives me opportunity to just talk because it's so boring.
So it's kind of like your superhero at nighttime.
Yeah. No, that's exactly it. Because
right?
whenever anyone DMs me, he's like, yeah. you're really into fashion. Are you in design school? I'm like, no, I'm in accounting. And then I was like, what the fuck? Why does that tend out? But I remember telling my dad when I was small, and I kind of manifested this. I said, during the day, I'll have a regular job. But during the night, I'll have my passions that no one will know that I do. And that, so it's accounting. I put on the Superman and go into creative podcast Gavin. You know?
That's cool. That's
it's
cool,
like though. Living my Miley Cyrus life.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think personally you would ever find a way to leave everything from behind if you didn't like it and start a new life?
Oh, fuck.
That's a deep question. So let's say
so I don't have the same passions.
Yeah, let's say one day you wake up and going back to what we said, somebody that was so stuck on one thing, they came up with this idea of who Gavin is or who Carlos is, who this person is, who they are. Now one day they wake up and they realize, do I even like this stuff? Do I even like who I am, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
would you find a way to escape and start a new life?
I don't think I could.
You don't think you could?
Because it's too rooted. It's like, you know, in the tree, it's like rooted to the ground.
Yeah.
And when you take that tree out, the roots come with you. You feel me? You can't do that. Would you?
So it depends. Because going back to what I was talking about before, like, I do get bored, fam. Get bored. And what's good about podcasting is, like, there's a lot of shit we can talk about. So I won't get as bored. But I'm just saying, like, maybe one day I'll be like, shit, do I want to play golf? You know, I'm not saying I don't play golf, but one day I come up with something different. Like, man, do I want to do this?
Yeah. Okay.
Right. And would you want to leave what you have if you're not unhappy? Like within an instant moment like that.
Oh, if I'm unhappy?
Yeah.
But I think it would be hard.
Yeah, it would be very hard. Yeah, 100%.
Saying if I put so much time in my clothes and fucking researching for the podcast, and you're just gonna tell me, nah, I'm not. Let's just not do it no more.
That's gonna hurt. No, it has to be right timing.
Yeah.
It has to be right
timing. But you said, well, like, one day.
Oh, yeah, you know what, though? Knowing me, there's never, like, a right timing. Yeah.
It's, like, so spot, like you said, spontaneous.
That shit, there's no, like, right timing, fam.
Yeah, exactly.
There has to be people that, like, disappeared and started, like, a new life and nobody knew about.
Oh, I swear I've heard stories about that.
Yeah, so I heard a story before. This is a local story.
Okay.
So this is called The Lost Boys of Pickering.
Oh, that's not...
Yo, listen.
No.
This is a true unsolved mystery. What? Nobody knows what happened to these six boys that disappeared forever.
Okay.
So what happened was these boys, I think they were in 17 to 18, that's around like first year university, grade 12, right? High school?
Yeah, that should be around there. 12 freshman year.
So I believe it was a high school party and these six boys were at a high school party, right?
Okay.
And they were getting drunk, they were getting turned, whatever. And one of them had the idea, yo, let's kick it by the marina. You know the Pickering Marina?
What? Yes.
The Liverpool Marina, right?
Yes, bro.
So they're like, all right, let's go. So they're fucking around, they're doing their thing, right? Shenanigans. And I guess one of them had an idea to hop on one of the boats.
No.
So what happened was the next day, it was reported that a boat was missing. Okay. And like one of those paddle tricycles were missing also.
Okay.
Now, they didn't know where these boys went. They had no idea. Mm-hmm. Six of them.
Okay.
There was no sign of wreckage. There's no sign of the boat. They couldn't find it. They couldn't find the tricycle paddle boat.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find any body.
Okay.
Right? Time goes by. They're all wondering, like, what the fuck happened, right?
Yeah.
So they check the security camera footage and they can see some of the boys getting onto one of the boats.
Okay.
Right? And I believe they were trying to steal liquor. That was their plan. Like, they wanted to hop on the boat, steal liquor for the party.
Yeah, and then just go back. Okay.
But they never returned.
What the fuck?
So take this in.
Yeah.
This is still unsolved today and they don't know what happened to them. Police, right?
Yeah.
They did like a whole search, Lake Ontario.
Holy
shit. Couldn't find one. Take this in.
Six boys, right?
Six boys, two boats, right? Take this in.
Yeah.
The boat that they took, it was called a Wayfair or something. No. Oh, fuck. I forgot the name of the boat. But the boat they took is supposed to be unsinkable.
Huh?
It's sold as unsinkable boat. So even if like half of it gets destroyed, a piece of the boat
It'll still float
on the surface.
What?
So it's really weird that the boat they couldn't find
Anywhere,
right? Now take this in. So time goes by, They still do their search, right? Mm-hmm. No trace of the boys. Now, this woman, she sees somebody that looks like one of the boys.
Okay.
Right? And she's like, wait, isn't that one of the missing boys?
Yeah.
And he sees him walking. He turns his head and he smiles at her.
So
she made eye contact with him.
Yeah, yeah.
He smiled at her. And she was noticing he was walking towards what seemed like his house, his mom's house.
Okay.
Right? Now she called the mom right away. Mm-hmm. I think I just seen your son.
Yeah.
And she rushed home. She checked the house and it seemed like somebody was there. Like things were out of place.
What?
Yeah, things were moved, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now keep in mind, six boys, right? That was only one person, yeah. Right? Now, they're still looking for evidence. What could have happened?
Okay.
And a lot of theories came up to light on what could have happened to them.
Yeah.
One of them is the obvious one, like, oh, maybe they crashed the boat and they sunk and they all died, right?
Yeah. And then you get the like, oh, maybe like aliens took them or something.
Yeah, then
like
you
that.
Get the crazy ones like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Now, there's another theory. Okay. This one's kind of plausible and this one's kind of crazy.
Fucking Pickering too.
Yeah. So Lake Ontario, it's actually known for smuggling drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's actually, that's why the police units, they have the boats.
Oh,
so
okay.
Especially during that time, a party time where it's like 3 a.m., 2 a.m., whatever. Mm-hmm. That's when you want to do drug deals, fam.
Oh, shit.
That's when you want to do drug deals.
Yeah, yeah.
So the theory is that these six boys hopped onto the boat and they might have saw something that they weren't supposed to, whether it be like a drug deal or they were just witnesses to a crime, a very serious crime. For them to kill six boys, it must have been a very serious crime, right? Human trafficking, whatever it could be.
Yeah.
So time goes by again.
Yeah, yeah.
And another theory comes up, right? Because they find pants.
Oh, fuck.
They find pants and then these pants came to light and they're like, these are the same red pants that this boy wore at the party.
Mm-hmm.
And this was washed up on shore, like, I think 2 years, 3 years after. And like, yo, these look like his pants, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is where it gets sketched.
Okay.
Because the police, they had the evidence locked up, but they didn't want to show private investigators for some reason.
Whoa.
Also, when the private investigators that were rehired to keep looking for the boys tried to get the security footage they found.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, they said the footage doesn't exist. So it gets sketch. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, another theory came to light.
Okay.
Now, the theory was that these boys, they all planned it all along.
What?
They planned it all along.
What do you mean?
And around that time, there was this YouTube video.
Yeah.
You know those videos where it's like how to survive a zombie apocalypse? One of them was how to survive a shark, how to disappear. How to fake your death.
Yeah.
So the theory goes. They might have tried to fake their death.
Why?
With this plan.
Why though? Because they knew something was coming?
No. They just wanted to leave. Maybe they just had a really impulsive decision to leave their life. Because remember that lady that saw him?
Mm-hmm.
And she saw like, oh wait, that's the son of the mom,
yeah,
right?
He might still be alive.
He might still be alive. So it's weird. Also, there was a sighting that I think somewhere in Toronto, there was like a beach and somebody reported they saw all six of the boys together on the beach.
What?
Yeah.
I'm surprised I never heard of this.
You never heard about this?
Usually when I searched up Pickering, like haunted or mysteries, remember I said that Pickering camp tent lady?
Yeah.
This one never came up.
Yo, this one, this is like an ongoing unsolved
mystery.
Still haven't, those red pants, remember what I said?
Yeah.
So, they looked into it more and more.
There's more.
And they realized, yo, these pants, they're not even the red Levi's that the kid was wearing.
Yeah.
So it was a completely different pair of pants. And they still have no evidence to where they are. Zero evidence. Not even an engine. Not even a piece of the boat. Nothing.
Yeah.
They just vanished. Disappeared.
Nah, that's hit the Illuminati button.
So what do you think? What do you think? Personally, what do you think happened to them?
All right. So this, while you're telling the story, I was kind of like compelling, like
making your own theories.
So you know how you said the cops never showed the evidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I hate referring back to this, but you know in Squid Game?
Yeah.
You know Squid Game when the workers were selling illegal organs and they shipped that through, well, how they do it, through a boat, through like water.
Yeah.
So maybe the cops have not shown what do you call this? The evidence, just because maybe they might be
in on it.
An illegal drug deal that they're getting stuff, and maybe the boys seen it. They were gonna report it. They're like, nope, we're killing them.
Yo,
right? And maybe. Here's another one. The six boys probably had like an Atlantis moment where they saw like something with that like gold or like bear liquor, like exotic liquors.
Yeah.
That they saw, and they weren't supposed to see that. So someone like the owner of those liquors killed them.
Oh shit.
Yeah, those are my two that I came up with.
Yeah, because what if I was to make a movie about this,
yeah.
It would have been like they found the drug money,
yeah,
and then they ran away with like the bag of fucking millions of dollars,
and they were against the cops. They're against the cops and shit.
Yeah,
but it's already kind of sketch because the marina.
Yeah.
Marina is already sketch because there's already theories like, you know, animals that have washed up on the marina. This is in Pickering.
Really?
Like there was like an eel like thing where it's had fangs all around. Like,
oh yeah, you know why that is, bro?
Why?
Because that's the Pickering Marina is literally the nuclear power plant. Yeah, yeah.
There's theories where if you swim long enough, you'll turn into like a mutant. Like you'll be good if they ever release a radioactive warning.
Yeah.
You've swam in the marina, you're blessed.
Yo, that's
theory.
That's like the cure.
Yeah. No, but it's tough because you know that you've probably been sent the radioactive pills.
Oh yeah, the iodine pills or something like that.
That's scary. Like I wouldn't want anything.
Dog, realistically, if they blow that shit up, this whole thing is dust.
Yeah,
like there's nothing to be standing, bro.
Yeah.
Nothing to be standing.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what's funny though?
Uh-huh.
It's not really funny, but
fuck, I don't want to be laughing.
It's not really funny, but okay. There was this Game Boy.
Yeah.
That was you know when they dropped the bomb on Nagasaki. In Japan.
Oh, yeah.
This Game Boy, like, stayed intact. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's in the museum right now.
Yeah. It's like it was on Tetris or something.
Yeah.
And it's still, like, intact. That's kind of crazy to me.
I know. Yeah.
How strong are these, like, devices that they can withstand that blast? Like, what the fuck?
No, Game Boys, like, if you really bag it in, you have a PSP, right?
Yeah.
It's fucking heavy.
Oh, yeah. It is
Game
pretty
Boy,
heavy.
It's fucking chunky.
Mm.
And you now you got phones. A little drop can break the screen.
Yeah. I know. Why is that they made phones so fragile?
Yeah, I know.
But like the old technology, look at Motorola phones. Mm. That shit is indestructible.
Yeah.
And you're telling me they couldn't make a phone?
Yeah.
Like an iPhone that's indestructible like a Motorola?
Yeah, 100%
they could.
That's true.
But they want to sell you cases too.
No,
wake up, bro. Wake up, fam.
Okay, yo, but...
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
I have another crazy like disappearance story.
Yeah.
Right? So you know the story about Betty and Barney Hill.
Betty and Barney Hill. Wait, is this local?
No, this is not local. I think that this is in the U.S.
Okay.
So this is in Connecticut in like 1963, right?
Yeah.
So do you know about the thing called the Blue Note Project?
I think.
Have you heard about it?
I think I heard. Wait, the Blue Beam?
No. It's called. Have you heard about Project Blue Book?
Blue Beam? No.
No, Blue Book.
It's Project Blue Beam.
Isn't it the aliens?
Yeah, isn't it Blue Beam?
No, it's Blue Book. Project Blue Book.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because it's a book
of
every time in the United States that someone has seen an alien or a UFO.
Oh.
So there's like pages and pages. That's why it's called Blue Book.
Oh, so Project Blue Beam is something else.
Yeah, it's something else. You have to tell me about that after.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
So what happened is Betty and Barney, right?
Yeah.
They were driving around. It was late at night. There was no cars around them, right? The only thing that they really noticed was a light from the sky beaming at their car.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is what happens. There was so much light that something landed in front of them.
Yeah.
They stopped the car, right? They got out, passed out. They didn't know what happened until they woke up. Where did they wake up? 30 yards
away from
where their car was stopped initially.
Yeah.
And this is what they interviewed Betty, and she said that she saw she saw like a disc like thing that they were getting transported on, and she saw in that was alien like creatures.
Damn.
And this is crazy because they took all lie detector tests.
Yeah, and they passed.
And it was all passed.
Oh shit.
So this might actually be a thing. Like,
yo, cause look. If there's so many sightings of the same thing, and the idea of like a disc-shaped UFO, we heard that from their time ago.
Yeah.
Their people say the same thing. Mm-hmm. So come on, it has to be some truth somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And in the same like time,
I
think the U.S. force said that on their radars they actually seen a UFO in the radar. So
like on the CIA black books and
So it was like green dots, and then you see that one red dot.
Damn.
During the time when they were supposedly transported by aliens.
Yo, that's fucked. I know. What the hell? No. Because my cousins they had a similar experience where Deadass, they told me this, and my cousins don't lie to me, bro. Okay, so they were on their way. I think they were in Washington. Uh-huh. They're driving on a road, and it was like a forest, right?
Yeah.
A random forest. All of a sudden, boom, big flash of light.
Uh-huh.
It lasted for like 3 seconds and gone. It was almost like a literal beam.
Holy fuck.
Like it looks like, you know when Thor flies away and that big ass beam of light comes?
Yeah.
That's what they said it was.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, it's like, you know in COD when the mystery box moves and there's
like that. Yeah. For 3 seconds, boom, and then it's gone.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And what, that's all they told you? Like there was nothing
else? That's it. But what they say it's like, they say Project Blue Beam. That's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, what is that?
Project Blue Beam is supposedly this initiative they're trying to do to fake aliens.
Mm, okay.
So try to scare civilians about aliens. Okay. And that's just like, that's a conspiracy that the higher ups want us to believe in all of this shit.
Yeah.
So they can like push us into different directions.
Yeah.
Right? So why would they want to do this? I ask you. Why do you think they would want to scare us about aliens?
I don't know. Maybe because the first thing that came into mind is just distract us from coronavirus or some shit like that.
Mm. So this is the whole conspiracy. I'm not saying I believe in this. This is just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
But what people say is they're trying to create fake aliens to push us in directions so that they have control of us. Because if you think about it, what are you afraid of? If you're afraid of something and I control what you're afraid of,
mm-hmm.
in a sense, do I control you?
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
You can dictate what I do just by putting stuff in front of me.
Exactly. So let's say you're scared of ghosts, right?
Mm.
And then I had like super crazy technology to make fake ghosts in your room.
Yeah, you're fucked for that.
I would control your life, would I not?
Yeah, you
would. You would.
You would just traumatize me to the point where I would just not leave my room.
Yeah, or you can like push you into, even just on a very simple standpoint, push direction. Like, I want you to move over there. I'm going to put a ghost. I'm going to ghost right in here. Like fucking like Plants vs. Zombies.
Monopoly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Like playing chess.
Yeah.
So that's the whole conspiracy is, mm-hmm. what if the higher ups, the elite, they're trying to create an idea of aliens so they can scare us and make us do things like, I'm not going to get too deep into rabbit hole, but we'll leave it at that. We'll
There's another theory where elites, you know how they kind of leave hints in like movies and shit?
Yeah.
So there's a theory that elites actually leave hints on nickels.
On nickels? Have you heard this? Money?
Yeah. So we can kind of predict the future based on a nickel.
Whoa.
So every nickel is made in advance. So you get a nickel in 1999.
Yeah.
That nickel was made in 1998.
Oh, shit.
Right? So one of the nickels, I don't know, I forgot the timestamp.
Yeah.
But it had a bat on it. It had bats on it. What was the start of coronavirus? From a person
the bat suit.
Who ate a bat. They predicted it.
Yeah,
it was on
the
nickel. So if we see aliens on a nickel next, we're fucked.
Bro. No. That's too obvious. If they show us a nickel with aliens on it, we know it's wraps. We just know it's wraps now.
But we don't, because we're like the only top 5th percentile that actually look into this.
That's true.
Like if you really seen a bat, you're like, ooh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yo, have you seen that? There was this kind of comedy sketch, right?
Yeah.
And it's of this guy having a conversation with a quote unquote like an extraterrestrial, like an alien.
Okay.
Right? So it was a conversation this guy having with an alien. Uh-huh. And pretty much he was trying to explain to the alien our economy.
Yeah.
So he was like, I have a boss. I work for my boss, right? And he pays me money, right? And the alien's like, okay, what do you use the money for? He's like, I use this money to buy food. Yeah. So I pay somebody else and they give me food. Okay. And it's like, oh, but didn't he work his own job? Like, yeah, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. So the, you know what the alien said?
What'd he say?
This is deep as fuck. He said, so you're telling me you trade suffering for suffering?
Oh, fuck.
Because if you think about it, yeah, we're just trading off suffering. Mm. So let's say you work a job that you don't like.
Yeah.
Most of the times, that's what the population does. Work a job they don't like, right? But they have to do it to get what? To get money,
yeah.
Right? And we trade that money for what? Services, goods, products, whatever.
Yeah.
From somebody
who's making it,
who is making it, having their own job. Suffering.
Yeah.
Their own suffering.
No, that's low-key. I never looked at it like that. So that's crazy.
Yeah, if you think about it, we're literally just passing off other sufferings and trading it off.
Yeah.
No, that's deep. That's deep.
That's deep,
right? Because the person at Starbucks, yeah, I'm paying my money and they're suffering doing their job if they didn't like it.
Yeah.
And boom, that's the trade-off. That's the trade-off. And that's how our economy works.
Yeah, I know. And you know those little like illustrations?
Yeah.
Where it's like society is like this. And like the person has the phone and they're just falling into a pit.
Oh,
it's kind of like that.
It is kind of like that.
Someone make an illustration to that.
No, it's like the one, it's like the people in the cave.
I've never seen that.
Oh, shit.
Well, what happens?
Okay, so there's like four stages, I think.
Okay.
So the first one, I'm going to put up the picture too.
Okay.
The first one, so check this out.
Yeah.
So if you see here.
Okay.
There's four stages. This is the first stage. So there's people in the cave, mm-hmm, right? And then there's symbols on the wall, shadows casted onto the wall.
Yeah.
And what are these shadows casted by? Other people. Now, they don't realize other people are casting those shadows because they're only in this part of the cave, right?
Okay, yeah.
Now, there's these people.
Okay.
They realize, oh, they're just casting these shadows. Uh-huh. This isn't real. So they climb out and they say, okay, I'm going to find out the truth. What is the truth?
Okay.
So these people are truth seekers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they become enlightened. So these are the people that realize the truth and realize what the world is on the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of a metaphor for people that control us. Kind of like the woke thing.
Yeah.
Right? So these people, in a sense, aren't woke.
Yeah. They're just getting like bullshit fed into them.
Yeah. So this is an idea of, let's say, media, whatever high power is putting onto us, teaching us all of these things, what life is about. So this is them teaching us what life is, right? And they're stuck in that cave.
Yeah.
And these are the people that realize what life actually is.
Yeah. Damn.
But it only takes, because if you think about it, bro, all this conspiracy stuff, it is all for fun, but it's a chance to like just be open-minded and try to learn.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing we have to keep is just our love of learning.
Yeah.
Just the willingness to learn. Right?
I know. That's true. I think, what do you call this? There was also, I seen a homeless guy.
Yeah.
They said that the homeless people know so much and they are the most open-minded. Because did you see the homeless guy was educating the kid? He had like a big cardboard in front of his tent.
No, and I was haven't like, seen that.
You have to invest in this crypto. Do it right now.
How the fuck does he know?
I don't know. But he's like, make sure at 0.7, you invest into this.
Yo.
You invest into this. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait, is that the time traveler guy?
No, I don't know. I don't. I think we're talking about the
two different things. Okay.
Why? What's the time traveler guy?
So there's this homeless guy. Yo.
Yeah.
There's this homeless guy that people think is a time traveler because he's writing like on the wall all these like mathematical equations.
Really?
And then he has like receipts in his pocket that he showed to somebody on the street. He's like, look at this receipt. It's from like 2076. 2076. I'm not supposed to be here.
What?
And he's like writing all of this like mathematical equations. It's crazy.
Nah.
That's it's crazy.
But going back to the aliens real quick.
Yeah.
You know James Corden?
Yeah.
They're suspecting him. This is like a kind of funny theory, but he had a video with a, I don't know if you know what an exomorph is.
What is that?
It's like an alien, like, you know Goku, how his final form is supposed to be an exomorph?
Wait, you mean Frieza?
Oh, Frieza.
Yeah, Frieza.
Yeah, or whatever that's called.
Yeah, yeah.
Exomorph. I don't know. It starts with an X, right?
Like a weird alien.
Yeah, like weird alien. Yeah. So he had a video where he was eating, I think the video is labeled on a date with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it was an alien, right?
Okay, yeah.
And people are saying that, what do you call it? That alien is actually real. And since James Corden is a really big elite, there's something going on weird with him.
So it's like, it's just like for fun, yeah, but they think it's going to be fake.
But this was another hint that the elites gave us that aliens are actually real and they're coming.
Oh, cause yo, what if it is real? What if it's real and then he's just like troll it?
Yeah, yeah. I know. Whenever we talk about aliens, why do we never knock?
Oh, cause maybe we already know.
Yeah.
Maybe subconsciously we already know aliens do exist. Oh, Loki, I feel like they are, man. Yeah. I feel like they really are.
At this point, we had coronavirus, man. Just bring on the aliens.
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. Yeah. Yo, you know what? Cause I always think about like, how do these let's say the people in power, the elites think, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How do they think? Mm-hmm. I'm like, they can't think too differently from us.
Yeah.
They have to have some sort of like strategic plan, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, if I, for example, you're dropping clothes and okay. I'm dropping clothes.
Yeah.
And you have this an idea that's not ready yet. Mm-hmm. Not ready for the public. You're not going to release it right away because they're not ready for it. It might shock them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So bring it to like a fashion like sense.
Yeah.
It's almost as if they're like, okay, let's drop this one first and we'll leave the aliens for later.
Nah, that's true. Like, give them a little teaser.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because if you just bring something out, whether it be like a huge different fashion piece that they're not ready for, like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to shock them and they're just going to be so disgusted and it's just going to cause panic. Yeah. You know, I'm like, what now? What now, right?
But wouldn't you say that the coronavirus already caused the panic? Like that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's my point.
But what warmed up coronavirus, since there's always a teaser before the Big Bang?
There's some things, but I don't really want to say them.
Why?
Nah, there's some things that, yeah, let's just stay on that top. There's some things, okay. but yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess.
I think if you really, really, really bag it, what if the creation of TikTok, this is now a theory. This is a theory now. Listen, listen. This is my whole theory. Look, what if the creation of TikTok was planned to come out with conspiracy and make conspiracies popular?
Okay.
Listen.
Yeah.
To scare us more and prep us for even crazier shit that will come out.
time out. Because then, nah, you can't say that because then you're just putting the blame on us. Because listen, TikTok was created, right? Just for dance. We were the first ones to create the conspiracy. So they're going to think that we're part of the elites.
They're going to think we're part.
It's like the elites. Okay, listen. It's like the elites had a list to do, what to drop. Maybe let's make two Asian guys and just come up with theories and bullshit and what do you call this? Make bullshit into fans.
Yeah, yeah. But what if they're so advanced?
Yeah.
Listen, what if they're so advanced that they knew who I was and they put content on my phone to make me want to do a podcast and make me want to talk about conspiracies?
Nah, man. Nah. Hey, man. We're put on this planet. We're put on this planet for a certain purpose, you know?
Exactly. What if that purpose was predetermined, fam?
That's crazy. And you said the first theory, so it's not on me, okay? So if anything bad happens, he's the teaser.
Yo, but it's not even... That, okay, obviously that's fucking fake. Like, that's not gonna happen.
No, just because we said that like this, people are gonna
they're gonna act like, oh yeah, shit, it's real, it's real.
You know? Nah, stop. Don't throw up that. Oh my god. Okay. If you ever drop a picture like that, like you throw in like a little hint.
Nah, I can't.
It's wraps.
Yo, there was a crazy theory that you know how Jim Carrey did the...
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he did that whole thing on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, with
you talked about it, right?
Yeah.
And they added like the laugh track and shit.
Uh-huh.
His wife died, fam.
Recently?
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
And there was a I saw this TikTok. I saw this TikTok. It was showing him doing the whole thing on that show.
Yeah.
And then right after showing the picture of him holding the coffin.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's scary.
You know all the most sus shit happens on talk shows. Why is this James? Do you think that these talk shows are so big that they have a big audience and everyone listens to them, that they're just gonna put out bullshit, and that's why Jim Carrey wanted to go over there and do that?
Yo, you know what? I think just broadcasting in general.
Yeah, broadcasting in general, yeah.
Just that note, like, I'm not gonna put names, but just freaking television in general has kind of like that you can control people type of thing, you know?
You can say this is a broadcast.
Yeah, but the internet, that's why I think social media is so powerful, because it's the people.
Yeah.
It's literally the people. And where you can get, I just came up with a crazy theory.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get iffy is when people start to pose as the free people.
Mm.
So what if we're pretending to be like a small podcast with just me and you,
when
in reality we have this huge network and we have a huge agenda behind us that we're trying to control people.
Okay. The back is crazy. So you're saying that it's like a cult, basically.
No, I'm just saying.
Because right now, a thing that's very popular, you see it in TikTok, it's like you have different cults now. So you have the underground, like the Yeet fans, you know, that's a underground fan. Yeah, that's a whole cult. You know, Yeet, if he wanted to take over something, all of the Yeet fans would go with him. Why? Because he's like the leader of that, you know?
I think there was a story how ASAP Mob, they had like their concert for Yams, right?
Yeah.
And they got charged with inciting a riot because... Yeah. Because right after, like, they were partying on the streets. So, in a sense, like, they kind of did cause it, but unintentionally. Yeah. It's just that gathering of those people together.
Yeah.
And strength in numbers, right?
Yes.
That's a very important thing. I think there was, like, a metaphor with a bundle of sticks. You ever heard that metaphor?
Oh, yeah.
So, one arrow. No, it was arrows. Mm. It was, like, I think it was a native metaphor. Mm. One arrow, weak.
Yeah.
Boom. Cracks, right?
Yeah.
Bundle of arrows, strong. Mm-hmm. You can't break it. Yep. So strength in numbers is when you have all of these people together under one movement.
Yeah.
Nothing can break them.
Oh shit.
But alone, it's easy to just chop apart.
I know. And it's the marketing was perfect with the ASAP Mob.
Yeah.
Because when you think ASAP Mob, you already think like, oh, riots, rebellion, right? And there was this one concert. So this is a crazy like concert memory
that
somebody did. So everyone was throwing beer cans and water bottles at ASAP Rocky.
Why?
Right? I don't know why. I guess they just didn't want to get... they didn't like what they were performing.
Mm-hmm.
And ASAP was like looking in the crowd. If I see one more person throw a... And before he finished the sentence, he got hit in the face with a can.
Yeah.
What he did, dropped the mic, ASAP Mob flooded the crowd.
Yeah, bop. Oh, shit.
That one guy that threw the water bottle, they caught him. They're like, he's right there. Bop, bop,
damn.
Bop. He left with like the blackest face. Like,
Like,
you know when
like
you're
bruised up?
Yeah, your UFC fight and you, like, you just transform.
Like swollen. Yeah, so, oh my God.
Yeah.
So they just wrecked him on there. They
fucking wrecked him. And like, oh my God, it was crazy.
So what happened? Did he like sue or?
I don't know.
Could he even sue for that?
Because he was the one who initiated it.
Yeah.
Like, who's really in the wrong?
I don't know. Okay. If you incite a riot.
Yeah. If you incite a riot. That's a crazy question to ask.
That is a crazy question.
Yeah. But keep going.
Where was I going with this? Hold on.
Yeah.
If you incite a riot, right?
Okay.
Are you responsible for every one of their actions because you started it?
That's a good
question. Let's say you're a leader and then you start like a movement of something.
Yeah.
But it trickles down into so many different sectors because that's what happens.
Yeah.
When it's a huge group of people, they're not all going to be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
There's other people that might have different values or whatever and decide to do some shit that's against your morals.
Yeah.
But are you still responsible if you're the leader? Yes or no?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I believe it. Because if I'm influencing them to do the bad shit and they do the bad shit,
yeah.
If someone interrogates them, who told you to do this? Me.
Mm.
Why? Do you think it's opposite?
No.
Okay.
But I think there's a debate there where it's like your original message wasn't that.
Yeah. That's right? True.
Your original message wasn't something.
Yeah, like they took it too far.
Yeah.
And then that's not my fault, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it is what it is.
Yes. So that's the debate is if you're the one that gathered these people but they decide to do something else, is it still your intention?
You can look at it like just team sports, right?
Yeah.
If we lose a basketball game, is it one the leader's fault or all of our faults?
Mm-hmm.
Is it
the coach's fault too?
It's the coach's fault.
Is it ever the coach's fault?
Yes.
That's a good question.
100%.
Is it ever the coach's fault?
Yes. Because a coach has to make substitutions. If one guy's fatigued but he kept him on the whole time, that's his fault.
Yeah.
And I think... I don't think I can play team sports anymore.
Why?
And I this is when I found out that like I couldn't play team sports.
Why?
Right. So I think it was when I quit basketball. Right.
Yeah.
This was I used to play 2K a lot, and it was always my player, my player. So I would only worry about my stats.
Yeah.
So I knew I wasn't meant for team games when I wanted the starting point guard to fuck up.
Oh,
because so I can get play. More minutes, but that meant our team was losing because he's the star. But at the same time, I get playing time. That's blasphemy. I can't do that.
So you think you transitioned over?
Yeah. Because in Taekwondo, it's like, what do you call this? I have fun by myself.
Yeah.
Right. But if my teammates catch me having fun and not in a serious mood, they get mad at me. man, let me just have fun. So I'm responsible in Taekwondo for my own faults, and I can just blame it on myself. Mm-hmm. It's harder to put more fault, you know?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, are you looking for faults? Are you ever looking for faults? Like, if something doesn't go your way, are you quick to blame yourself or others? Because honestly, sometimes I do blame others. Like, yeah. If I'm going to be real, I always try to look for a way, like, okay, if I did my best, then shit, it can't be my fault. Mm-hmm. But I'm so quick to do that because I guess I'm a stubborn person.
Yeah.
And that's just me being real. Like, if there's certain things I couldn't handle or I couldn't, like, control, then I want to, like, blame them right away.
Yeah. Yeah, I beat around the bush. I never blame myself, but I know deep in my soul that I know it's me. Mm-hmm. But I always just try and find a way to excuse myself, you know? That was his fault. It's kind of like my toxic trait.
Yeah. That's a hard one. That's a hard one. Because you have to be ready to, like, accept.
Yeah.
Right? And that's tough. That's hard to swallow, fam. That's hard to swallow. Yeah. Like, if I have to bag myself, like, oh, it's because of me that shit didn't happen, then yeah. It's, like, tough.
I know. But then I don't want to argue with more people. I'd rather just be arguing with myself.
No, exactly. Exactly. That's why I think it's the best when I can just, if I can just blame myself only. Mm. You know what I mean? And I don't see it other ways. That's why I love when it's a game I'm playing on my own.
Yeah.
Because if I fuck up, then it's on me. I just get mad at myself only. I don't have the choice to be mad at somebody else.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And I think that choice is where a lot of people, you have to be willing to be a great leader and be willing to understand their choices.
Yeah.
Right? Because would you agree that if you wanna just get away with it quickly or fix the issue right away, you have to be willing to just accept right away.
Yeah, for sure. I think you do just because, yeah, if it's your fault, you just got to bag it. Because then it'll just start more arguing.
Because I think the faster you accept, the faster you can fix.
Yeah, yeah. I fuck that. That goes into like everything, like relationships, life.
Oh yeah. No, that's so true.
I never like, I've matured now. It's like, I never hold grudges. Cause in my mind, I always think that never burn a bridge. Cause maybe it's like that person that I held a grudge on and like faulted. Mm. Maybe in the future, like he's going to employ me or get me a job or some shit. Or he's going to.
Or are they going to show up?
Yeah. Link me to another person. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck, do I really want to hold a grudge? And at the same time, we're getting so old where like when you're on your deathbed, and you still hold a grudge. That's pathetic. Come on, man.
Yeah. Like, unless it's something super, super like on some anime level, like you betrayed my family type of thing, then I don't think it's that serious, man.
Yeah, I know.
I don't, what would be the point to where somebody you would have to hold a grudge against someone?
Yeah, dead ass. Just like the anime storyline.
just something like.
You either killed one of my like close friends or my family. Oh, is there like what was your longest grudge if you had one?
A longest grudge,
like say you have a fight with someone, is it 2 minutes, 5 minutes, a year, 2 years?
Damn, I don't know. Okay. That's a good question though. Yeah. That's a really good question because I think the fact that I don't know is because I just like forget.
Yeah, forget it right away.
Because I forget it, I don't want to remember it. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a good. Let me think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, you could say it was like 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be like a crazy storyline.
No, but I'm really trying to think like, is there somebody that I still think that I can't forgive them for? And I don't think so. I don't think there's somebody I can't forgive.
Okay.
And I think I only started being like that recently.
Mm.
Yeah. Because looking back, if I was in high school, I could probably name something.
Yeah, that's true. Like, have you ever seen when someone was talking behind your back, but you actually seen it in real life? Cause that, I think that is a great, you can have a grudge to that. Cause you see
talking behind your back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, honestly, nah,
really?
I don't think I have a grudge against that.
Yeah.
Cause now when I see, if I do see somebody like talking shit or at least talking behind your back, then I see them as weak. I'm like, yo, y'all couldn't just say that right here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause yo, if you have that confidence in yourself where they're weaker because they couldn't come to you. You know what I mean? And say it to your face.
Yeah.
A real person or like somebody that really wanted to say something to affect you,
yep,
would come to your face and say it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A coward would hide in the shadows. Yeah. A coward would hide behind the phone. A coward wouldn't want to see your face when you say it.
Yeah.
That, you get me? They want to hide behind the screen.
That's facts. Yeah, because I've seen, like, with my own eyes, like, shit that I was not supposed to see.
Oh, really?
And it was about me, right? So, and that at that moment, I was like, fuck, bro. It's like a gut-wrenching feeling. Like,
yeah.
Like, I was not supposed to see this, but I seen it, and they were talking shit, and I was like, okay. But I guess, I don't really want to hold a grudge to it. It's just something that built me more. Mm-hmm. Right, and I can endure it now since I've been through so much fucking pain already.
Yeah.
So now it's just like thing. And one thing too is crazy is like someone told me is like, Gavin, you tell me all this like pain stories. Yeah. Like I would never expect you to have all that shit because you're always smiling. I was like, and I told him you would never know when I'm going through some shit because I just cry and thug it out and then I'm on to the next. I'm smiling when I get out. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of sad, but like you got to do that. I'm my own therapist.
Yeah, but I don't think you should like rush right away though. Like what? I think you should really go through your sadness though.
Oh yeah,
like that shit has to be expressed, fam.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, like yeah. you should never hold in any feelings. That's for everybody out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if you get your heart broke, if you go through something, don't just hold that in. Like try and have your moments, mm-hmm. but don't cry about it for too long.
Exactly.
I think Drake said it actually. Drake had this
in a bar.
No. Drake said this in an interview.
Yeah.
He said his mom had this famous like 72-hour rule.
Okay.
Where if something something bothers you,
yeah,
it's going to bother you the first 24 hours. Yeah. You're going to go to sleep and you're going to wake up mm-hmm. and it's still going to bother you.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a little bit less. Mm-hmm. Then you go to sleep and you wake up. Maybe on the third day, it still bothers you. But mm-hmm. after that, it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it will feel like nothing.
Yeah. Because at some point, you just got to let it go, bro.
Yeah. And it's good to make those decisions. Like, let's say you saw something.
Okay.
Right? And it would have affected, let's say, a friendship, like something you hold really dear. Mm. Or even a relationship. Let's say a relationship.
Okay.
And you didn't want to jump to conclusions. You know what I mean? You want to jump to conclusions. If something small bothers you, I think if you have to take time to like, okay, let me evaluate.
Yeah.
Let me see if it still bothers me. And if it still bothers you after the 72-hour rule,
okay,
then I say it's worth bringing up.
That's valid. That's valid. Oh, say you find information
mm-hmm.
about something that could ruin a relationship between maybe friends or maybe boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And this was your close friend that the information you have affected, like it's bad on his. Would you tell your friend that, or would you just keep it and let him find out?
Where did the information come from?
I don't know.
That's a good question. Where did the information come from?
Let's say from,
or you seen,
from like the friend of the girl that. Fuck, I don't know.
No, but that's a great question because it depends, right?
Yeah.
If it's from the girlfriend,
yeah.
Then yeah, I think her. At least exposing that to me,
yeah,
would be the trust in the sense of me telling that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Or like I'm supposed to in a sense.
Mm, yeah.
Right? But if it comes from by accident or it comes from like an unreliable source, then maybe not.
Yeah. Because no, I'll just give you an example.
Yeah.
So one of my friends called me one day, right?
Mm.
And he saw my ex and some other guy in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Right? And my friend was at the restaurant too.
Yeah.
So he called me, right? And I'm like, oh, yo, what's up, bro? He's like, yo, I'm just eating. He's like, yo, your girl's here with someone else. I'm like, what? I was like, and then at the same time, I was like, why would you tell me that? If you see something like that, don't tell me that. The thing is already over. Why would you bring new information to me? You know?
Oh, for an ex.
Yeah, that would affect that's, me. That's, it would that's affect rough. Me.
Yeah, that makes no sense though. Oh, wait, you're saying ex or current girlfriend?
No, ex.
Oh, then what the fuck? Who cares?
No, yeah, but no, this was just like, you know, the weird time and point where it was just
fresh.
Oh,
like right after?
Yeah, it was fresh. And so, but this is why he said his reason.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I feel like it would just hurt me more if I didn't tell you.
Oh, hurt him more.
No, hurt me more. He was like, I had to tell you, fam, because it would just be bad on my conscience.
Yeah, it would hurt him too because he feels guilty.
I guess. But you don't just, if you see someone that I messed with before, just don't tell me that.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I don't want to hear new information.
No, but it's good to, this is how I see it. I think it's good to just like detach or at least be comfortable with seeing that.
Yeah.
You get me? I think the quicker you can get with like seeing the worst possible outcome, the better.
Yeah, facts.
The better, because you don't want your imagination to play out.
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, especially because I'm a very visual imagination.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't want to see shit. You know what I mean? I don't want to imagine nothing. I'd rather just like see exactly what the problem is and go, okay, that's what it is. Yeah. Boom, I don't have to keep thinking and thinking and thinking because that's what keeps you up at night.
Yeah, fam, I always have like, I think I had to stop doing that because I always created false expectations for situations, right? So when I went to, S-Trip, I always thought, boom, like in my head, I was creating scenarios.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have so much fun. We're going to get drunk. We're going to do all this. Mm. None of the shit that happened, like Project X in my head happened.
Oh, because you had too much expectation.
Yeah, but I wasn't having fun. Why? Because I was trying to make those expectations come true. I wasn't living in the moment.
Oh. You know? Yeah. See, that's what I think we said this literally last podcast where you shouldn't go in with expectations. You try going blind.
Oh, yeah.
Remember I said that?
Oh, you did.
Yeah. And I think that's so true, bro. Just do that shit on your own, man. Because that's the problem with all of these rom-coms, movies, anything. Literally anything. Even just your friends hyping you up about something.
Yeah.
Even your friends giving you false hype.
What's that? You can give a lot.
So, no, but sometimes you need that. Okay, do you think it's good to hype up a friend that shouldn't be hyped up?
Fuck, I don't know. Don't ask me that.
You think it's good?
Because I'm going to be hypocritical because I always hype up no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like for things I really think that is really good, I hype up to them. It's like genuine hype. You'll see me. I'll post on my story. Mm-hmm. I'll do all of that. Mm-hmm. Right? But I don't want to kill a guy's dream if I see him trying. Is that wrong?
Exactly. No, that's true. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. But I think there's a way you can like give...
Criticism?
Yeah.
Constructive
criticism at least. But it takes a person to like understand.
Exactly.
Because I guess like, I don't know, a person that's too emotional would take that and be like, oh, he's not my friend no more, blah, blah.
Whatever I do to eliminate conflict with somebody, I'm just not going to say it. Because I hate getting into conflicts.
Yeah.
Like, see, it's a simple thing, like the pizza person forgot my dip. It's too much conflict if I ask.
What? That's not that.
I'm just going to leave it.
Really?
Yeah, that's the type of person I am.
I think I'm the opposite.
Yeah, you are, because you're, what the fuck? And my mom's the opposite. She's like, no, give me that.
Yeah, I think I'm the opposite. Like, if something's not right, like, I go and fix that.
Yeah.
Because I want what I want, and I know what I want.
I know. I beat around the bush a lot.
Damn. Yeah, I think looking back, there might have been scenarios where like, yo, Carlos, go ask for that. I think that happened before, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Remember we had like our plates, our food?
What plates?
They gave us the wrong orders. No, you got my order, I got your order. I'm like, wait, what is this?
Wait, where was that again? I'm trying to remember.
I think it was Marco Station or
something. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what is this?
But what did
you
do?
You just got me eating. I'm like, what the fuck?
But what did I do? I was already eating, fam. Whatever was on the table, it's just me.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy though? Like, I seen this in person. One of my friends couldn't even tell a waiter that for water. You know how you ask
for water? Why?
So it was so funny. The waiter was walking by.
Yeah.
And my friend was like, he did one of these, but then he was like, I seen him crumble.
Really?
In front of me. He's like, oh shit.
What?
And I was like, bro, ask. He's like, what? I was like, you got it.
For water?
But seeing that, it's like, no, you can't blame him because maybe he might be like introverted.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's funny because I'm an extrovert. It's funny seeing that, you know?
Damn, yo, honestly, if you need something, go get it. Go get it, yo.
Facto.
Because you don't want to like leave it in the dust.
Yeah.
You get me? Mm-hmm. You want to be able to put something in your hand and say, okay, something happened because I did it.
Yeah.
And I think, no matter what I'm in, whether it be a career I choose, whether it be a project I want to do, whether it be, literally anything, I want to make sure, like, I can see it to full fruition and what I wanted to see. Because if it doesn't happen that way, then I'm just going to have regrets.
Yeah, I know.
I think
there's psychologists where it's like, when we think about ourselves, we always think negatively first, right? Because that's why people who are attractive don't think that they're attractive. And there's actually a theory where it's like, have you heard this? It's like, you're 20% more attractive than you think.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true. Is it true?
I think so. Because there are like studies say that if you're attractive, you don't get a lot of compliments, right?
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
People already think you know that.
So they don't want to.
So they don't want to gas.
They don't want to gas you up more.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah, I heard that one.
Yeah,
and that might be true too. That might be true too. Because would you tell Conor McGregor, "Oh, you're such a great fighter"?
No. If I'm in a fight with him, no.
Or at least like compliment something small, like, "Oh, you know what? I think the big one was is like a sneakerhead. When a sneakerhead's on his come up and he just has a few pairs, like a few nice pairs, and you compliment his shoes, then if it's more like valuable because he only has a few pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
But when it's somebody that has like a whole collection, you're less likely to be like, oh, nice kick, nice kicks. Because you're not going to say that every day when he wears a different pair of shoes.
For sure. No, but I noticed this too in anyone doing a startup business. You're first, when you're really small, they'll repost everything. Repost, repost, repost.
Yeah.
But as soon as you get bigger, bigger, the support gets less because they think you already have that big fan base.
Oh, right.
So they're not going to support you no more. And at the same time, it might be jealousy. It might be this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, you're not going to see the same love as, I think, because the big, when we first released the podcast, everyone was on it. Everyone was like, yo, you guys are going to do crazy things. Mm-hmm. But after, when we actually blew up,
like people we know, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think I agree.
I don't hear the, oh, good job, guys. You did
it. I think I agree. Yeah.
I've never heard that you did it, but I heard you guys are going to do good.
There's some real ones though. There are some
shout
real
out
ones.
To you guys.
Yeah, shout out to the real ones that were there from the beginning.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some people I think it's almost a sense of they wanted to do something that they couldn't. Or they feel bad on themselves because they're not doing something for their own.
Yeah.
You get me? Mm-hmm. But yo, that's the problem is when I think people look at social media too much and compare themselves.
Yeah.
That's when you get in so much conflict or so much issues is you're looking at stuff that I forgot who said it. It's like, why would you look at somebody else's plate?
Yeah.
When your food is getting cold.
Oh, I think I heard that too. That was a crazy one.
Right?
Yeah.
Think about it. Why would I look at your stuff when I have my food right here and it's going to diminish?
Yeah.
As I waste time. Mm-hmm. You get me? And that's the problem is when people try to compare themselves to younger people in the game. Mm-hmm. People on the come up, people in the music industry that maybe they had a one-hit wonder. You need to get that. You need to get that. You need to get that.
Yep.
When you have your own grind and that's completely separate, nothing they will do will affect your career.
Yeah, that's
nothing.
Facts. Yeah. And I think another one I heard is like everyone has their own clock, right?
What do you mean by that?
Their own clock, like their own life, that certain achievements that you get will be different. So you might not blow up at 13, 14 years old.
Mm.
Maybe you might hit that peak at 25.
Yeah.
But you gotta stick to your, don't see whatever they're doing, just stick to your clock. Mm-hmm. Cause your time will come if you put in the work.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
What?
I think Jay-Z started rapping in his like late 30s.
Yes, fam. And what was the guy who made the smiley face?
The artist?
Yeah, the artist. Like that only became popular when he, like right before he died or some shit.
Really?
Yeah, I think that it was a smiley face.
Damn.
Yeah. Or it might be the light bulb. I don't know.
That's completely different things, bro. That shit is so... That's completely different, like, sectors in life, fam.
My fault. But yeah, I think it was the smiley face.
The smiley face. Yeah. Smiley face. Yeah, look at Gary Vee. Yo, yeah. Gary, do you know his story? You know his story?
No, I don't know.
His story was he worked out of high school for his dad's business.
Yeah.
Until he was like, shit. I think it's until he's 40.
Yeah.
Until he's 40 and he didn't start posting online until then.
Oh, fuck.
So literally his first time posting himself
was late.
Was when he was 40, bro. Yeah. That's so crazy to me. Imagine if he started when he was young.
Whenever you say Gary Vee, I just think, what? Remember the thing that Ryan said in the group chat where he kissed his dad?
Oh, yeah.
It's like Gary Vee sus. But yeah. Oh.
No, but well, okay. Would you pull a Gary Vee if you were in his shoes and work for your family for all of those years and not work for yourself? Mm. You want to know my answer?
Okay, yeah, you go ahead.
Hell no.
Hell
but
no.
That's just me.
But what if that's the building platform for you? Like you get money from your family, then you got to build it yourself.
See, I don't know. Is that me being selfish then? I don't know.
No.
I don't know. But I think maybe because I'm such an individual person.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to be attached to like, oh, it's...
Oh, like, so you might say, oh, later in the future, you're like, oh, I have to pay them debt.
Yeah.
I owe them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I fuck with that. Because when I started my brand, I didn't ask my parents for money. Because if I do and it blows up, well, guess what? I have to pay them back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
The dividends.
Yeah, yeah, the dividends, yeah.
The investments, man.
So you would rather build it from ground, like dirt, instead of having like the foundation already set for you, but it was built by someone else. Because I guess you don't get the, what do you call this? You don't feel happy at the end because you didn't start it. That's kind of a weird thinking. That's
it is ego. A weird thinking. It is an egotistical thinking. Yeah. But I don't think anything is wrong. I don't think anything is wrong. Like, no matter what, you'll find your way.
Yeah.
But you just have to be, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think you have to be willing to understand. I think at least you, as long as you understand both sides, there's no way you can be fault for it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
And be fault for it? Kinda.
So like, let's say I decide to do something over one. Mm-hmm. I think as long as you understand why you chose it, makes sense. You get me? Cause I think it's bad when you just pick a side and then like you don't even
consider the other one.
It's biased.
Okay. Have you ever been put in that position?
No, but I see people do it all the time.
Like who?
Like let's say you're at school and then somebody says, I like this artist, but they didn't even listen to it. You know what I mean?
No, the posers.
Yeah, or people that say, oh, that artist is trash, haven't even listened to the whole album. You know what I mean?
Me. Certain artist fam. I'll just go with the group.
I think that's maybe because I take my time to learn everything, and I'm like, when people are so quick to give a hot take, like, yo, that's disrespect not only to me, to the artist too,
for sure,
or to the art.
Because imagine, okay, like say CLB came out, right?
Yeah,
the first, I don't know, like any artist right now dropping something, a big artist, they'll say it's trash first listen.
Yeah
that's like the main thing, because everyone wants to be different. I don't think there's been an album released in 2021
that was trash.
No that someone said that was actually good at the start.
Oh,
you know, it's always been Playboi Carti.
Because everybody, you're right. You have a really good point where you say everybody wants to be different. Everybody wants to be like the antagonist.
Yeah, exactly. Because I've never seen an album when it first came out, everyone was like, let's go. This is amazing. There's always that clout. I mean, the cult. Yeah, this shit sucks.
I think it's because when there's so much eyes on it, when it's something else, when it's like a Frank Ocean, where it's a very knitted community, everybody's gassing because there's nothing to hate on.
Oh, yeah. Low-key, all the trap artists, Playboi Carti, Uzi, they'll say it's trash, but you get the soft Tyler, the Creator fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Tyler, the Creator fans.
Exactly.
Love Tyler, the Creator. Oh, that I think that was one of the only albums.
Oh, Igor?
Yeah, because actually, I don't listen to Tyler, but that made me listen to Tyler. Why? Because all the comments were
like, the love.
This is amazing. I want to be part of that love.
You yeah, 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 yeah. I get you.
You know?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's because we want to have that feeling of like welcomeness.
Yeah.
And then that's what makes other people stray away.
Yeah.
Yo.
And I think that's why we do so good, because we have like a bond, tight-knit community.
Yeah.
Where they can... We're like the Kuyas, you know? They can just come up to us whenever you want, ask us for advice.
Facts. Yeah, on the Discord, like, I've been, like, helping anybody out that wants to... They need a little bit of advice or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
Just hop in and give them whatever I can when I can.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? But you don't see that a lot. Yeah. You don't see that a lot. And I feel like that's where, I guess, leaders or at least really big people in...
Can have an influence.
Really popular influencers, they kind of lose that sense of... It's all together. We're here together.
Yeah.
And it's hard to control because there's so many.
Yeah, I know. Like, I want to say I feel guilty that I don't respond to every DM.
I know it's hard. I try. Yeah, I literally try.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I still do? I still reply to every single Instagram comment.
Oh, yeah. I do that too.
I reply to every single Instagram comment no matter what.
And that's big, bro.
But unless it's like old, then I will. No, but I try.
Everyone's going on your Instagram.
No, but dead ass. It took me like I want to say 3 days
to reply to everything
to finish. But I did. I tried. Right. Yeah.
Is that a sneaky promo for your? Make sure to comment on my Instagram. I'll 100% respond.
Now we have more work to do, bro.
You know what was the sneakiest like marketing tactic that I seen?
What?
So, you know, in the stories, there's like random ads that come across.
Yeah.
There was one ad where they put a hair in the ad. Like, you know, like a little hair string.
Oh, so the comments.
I had to swipe up to get the hair out, but it's not on my screen. It's like.
It's on the ad.
On the ad. So it swiped up to the thing.
Oh, that's smart.
I was like, no way.
That's smart. Yo, you know who's smart as fuck with marketing? Who? Logan Paul. Have you seen the Prime?
Oh, Prime?
The Prime drink?
Yes, bro.
Have you seen like the viral videos he's making? Bro, Logan Paul's a genius. The monkey? You see the monkey?
Oh, yes, bro. He's got every celebrity right now trying that shit too. Gary Vee, I think, tried it. Mr. Beast.
Everybody.
Once we get Mr. Beast to co-sign anything, you're rockets.
You think Mr. Beast is the king of creators right now?
Yes.
I don't think there's anybody else besides Mr. Beast. You can't cancel Mr. Beast, yeah. First of all. There's nothing wrong with Mr. Beast. His content is kid-friendly. Kid-friendly.
You can't call him dorky and shit because he makes more money than
this guy's like Goku, fam. Like, you can't touch him.
Exactly, bro. Holy shit. All
right, you want to...
Yeah, let's end it there, bro.
This was a long podcast. Felt like a long podcast.
I know it did. I think we're just spitting like some true shit.
Yeah. All right, we'll end it there. But thank you everyone for watching this episode of Jumpers Jump Podcast. Sir. Make sure you hit the links in the bio. Follow us on Instagram. Comment, like, subscribe, all that good stuff.
Go listen to Spotify, Apple, all that. Go listen.
And Jumpers Jump out.
Deuces.